This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 903. Four listener challenges and five formal idioms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In order to get past the IELTS exam, you need to challenge yourself. Today we share idioms and vocabulary related to difficult tasks and extend challenges for listening, reading, writing, and speaking that will guarantee you a higher score.
Aubrey, are you feeling challenged at all recently in life?
I am feeling a little bit challenged. We're out of town for a little while to escape the Arizona heat.
Yes.
And it's a little difficult to work from here. I'm staying at my sister's, so now there are 9 children here.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of children to hide from and work.
Right? Like, I mean, kids are at home right now, and not just that, but you have like extended family that is around you. And during all of this chaos, we are in the final steps of finishing our business course.
Yes, so there's that, right? It's so exciting and really fun, and it's been very interesting. I've learned a ton. We've interviewed so many native professionals. We surveyed over 100 native professionals and then interviewed many of them, and I've learned a lot, and it's been fascinating, but it is challenging because it's a little bit out of my wheelhouse, as we would say.
Right, yeah. So guys, we are taking a different sort of, we are pivoting today in this episode. We are going to teach you vocabulary for taking on challenges, and we are going to challenge you guys directly for each IELTS skill. So we have a lot of great lessons today, guys. But before we get to that vocab and those challenges, we want to tell you how you can get on this exclusive list for our new business English course, guys. Sign up now. Go to allearsenglish.com/early. The first people to get into this course, it is by invitation only. We are limiting the first launch of this course, guys. So if you want a chance to be the first to get this course at the beginner, at the introductory price, go to allearsenglish.com/early.
Yes, and you'll also get a chance to give us some feedback, help us fine-tune it a little bit. So if that's a little bit in your personality like it is in mine, to help someone improve something and give feedback that way, definitely get on that list and us your advice. Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. Okay, so we actually thought of today's podcast topic because there was a question about a phrase on Facebook. This student asked if using the idiom, a mountain to climb, like facing a challenge, right? Would that be too informal to use in writing task 2? Aubrey, what do you think about that?
It's definitely not too informal. This is a great idiom, and you could work it in for a lot of different topics. Anytime you're talking about something being challenging or difficult, you could say this company has quite a mountain to climb if they are to defeat their competition.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I just interviewed a man this morning who works for a company that is 151 years old, talking about how they have stayed relevant and many mountains to climb, many challenges facing companies today. I just have all business English on my mind, but we are pivoting to IELTS right now, guys. So our first challenge and vocab phrase for you is connected to listening. I really love this challenge. I wish we saved this one for last, actually, because it's the best challenge. So, Aubrey, what is our challenge for our listeners to improve their listening skills?
So we want you to listen to something interesting, something that will really pull you in. So you're not bored, you're focusing, you're learning new vocabulary, and we want to recommend some new documentaries about race and a new film. So, Jessica, tell us about the documentary that you just saw.
Yeah. So right now, guys, as I'm sure you're aware, American society is facing huge backlash as far as our responses to racism, especially regarding the police. And because of this, there are so many old and new documentaries that are being featured on streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. Just about this topic. And I just saw a documentary last night on Netflix by Chelsea Handler. It's about white privilege. And I'm not going to say any more than that, but it is
no spoiler alerts.
Right, exactly. No spoilers. But definitely, guys, check that out by Chelsea Handler. So that's a documentary, nonfiction, right?
Yes, and I just saw a film called Just Mercy. Many of you have maybe seen it. It came out in 2019, but it has been released now on YouTube, Google Play, and Amazon with the sort of recent events to get more awareness out there. It's about Brian Stevenson, an attorney who created the Equal Justice Initiative, which was especially big in the American South, where there were a lot of documented cases of injustice, police brutality, and people on death row who did not deserve to be there. It's a fascinating movie, so definitely check that out.
So here's the thing, guys. I mean, some of you may be wondering, like, okay, politics, racism, how does this connect to IELTS? They're not going to directly ask me about those two things. But guys, if you want to get a 7 or higher, you need to be developing your culture of thinking right now. And that includes these current topics and these current events, guys. And yes, you will learn new vocab. Yes, you will get ideas to use on speaking and writing. But that's the point, right? We're developing ourselves as humans while we are learning English, while we are preparing for IELTS, guys. So a lot of these movies will challenge you, right? That's the point. And here's the phrase you can use to talk about this stuff, guys. You will definitely have your work cut out for you, which means this is a difficult task. It's challenging. You could refer to understanding these. This is a mountain to climb, right? Being able to understand these English films. So there's your two vocab phrases, and there's your task, guys.
Yeah, and you can definitely use both of those on the speaking exam, totally, as well as the, you know, task two. So these are going to be good ones to practice. I could see any question, if you were asked anything that was just a little bit difficult, for you to say, oh, I had my work cut out for me on that, and then describe why it was a challenge.
Definitely, guys. Yeah, both of those could be used in speaking or writing for sure. And that's important, guys, because with a lot of idioms, you don't know if they're informal, right? But we're telling you both of those are completely appropriate for writing task two and speaking part three, anywhere on IELTS, really. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you need English for your profession or your future profession, don't miss your chance to become the first in our new business English course that will teach you how to succeed in the new economy. Check it out, guys. Get your name on this exclusive list. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/early. Okay, what are we going to challenge our listeners with for reading, Aubrey?
Well, you don't want to bite off more than you can chew. Mm-hmm. I really love this expression. I actually use it a lot. Oh, I bit off more than I could chew, which just means...
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, I do. I do that a lot. You guys know. Just means you have taken on too many tasks, more than you can handle, and you feel like you can't keep your head above water. There's another good idiom that we use. It just means I'm drowning. I have too much on my plate. I can't handle it all. And this is something you don't want to happen when you are practicing reading. So we recommend, you know, don't read 5 New York Times articles, especially if, you know, they're just very difficult and it might burn you out. You want to read something a little lighter, read a novel, read fiction, read a comic or a magazine. You definitely need to be reading the news as well, but mix in some things that are a little bit lighter, page turners, so you want to read, and then you're going to get more vocabulary. It's going to improve your spelling, all kinds of benefits.
Exactly, guys. Because here's the thing, like if you push yourself and you're trying to do something that is not motivating you and you don't enjoy it, guys, you're not helping yourself. You're not learning anything. So don't bite off more than you can chew if you're trying to continue to improve, right? You have to be engaged. You have to enjoy what you are reading, right? So I talk to a lot of students who are like making themselves read 1,000 news articles and they're like, oh my my God, they're so over it. Like, they're not learning anymore, right? So stop doing that, okay? I'm going to recommend a couple things, guys. There is a very hot comic book artist right now, Jeff Lemire. He has, oh my God, so many graphic novel titles out there. A few that have been turned into series. So I definitely recommend that author. He has tons of titles to choose from. And also books. I'm reading this amazing fantasy series called The Fate Marked series by David Estes. Talk about a page turner. I am so engrossed and enthralled in these novels. So those are two recommendations, guys. So find
I want to recommend one really quick. I'm an intern. I started reading on this road trip. If anyone has read The Hunger Games series by Suzanne
Ooh,
Collins, it's so good. If you haven't read it, check it out. But there's a new book, a prequel called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes about President Snow's youth. It's so good.
And
it's definitely a page turner. Check it out. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to get that on my Kindle right now.
Right
Pause
now.
Pause recording. I need to get it right now. Okay, guys. So you have a lot of ideas here. Here is your challenge. Find something you like to read that you enjoy. Forget that you're studying English, right? That's not the point. You need to be engaged in reading to improve. So you're going to find something you like and you're going to read for 20 minutes a day for 1 week. And remember, guys, don't bite off more than you could chew. Find something you actually enjoy. Okay, now what about writing? What could we challenge our students with for writing?
So it's so tricky writing because you can really start to feel like you are in dire straits. So this is a good expression. It means you're in a very serious, bad situation. If you have been stuck at a 6, if you've taken the IELTS exam multiple times and you can't get the 7 you need, you start feeling so frustrated and it's really hard to break it down into manageable chunks when you feel overwhelmed. So we want to recommend that you take it back and think about what can you do each day. Don't think so much about the overall picture and get and start to feel like you can't do it and you're overwhelmed. Recognize that if you do a little bit each day, you will be able to, you'll be able to get the score you need because you will be improving a little bit each day. So what would we recommend, Jessica?
Yeah. So here's the thing, guys. Like we know with reading, for example, you're not going to improve your reading score by just doing tons of reading quizzes, right? We know that. You have to improve vocab. You have to improve your reading comprehension. The same goes for writing, guys. You're not going to improve your writing score only by writing essays every day. Like you're just going to be repeating the same bad habits, right? So here's the thing, guys. You need to develop your writing fluency. And that is something we've touched on in the show before. So guys, we want you to think about a memory from childhood, a positive memory, maybe a summertime memory, and write about it for 20 minutes. Tell that story, okay? Take your time. 20 minutes is a while, right? Write for 20 minutes, and then go back and add at least 10 interesting adjectives to that writing. So this develops your writing fluency, guys, which is necessary to getting that 7 or higher.
So we recently had a student ask on Facebook, like, you know, I'm finding myself writing these long lists of vocabulary words, but I don't feel like I know any of them well enough to use on the exam. Don't do that, right? You need to limit, you know, add maybe 5 words a day, or like we're saying here, you know, 10 in a week so that you can write them in sentences with context so that you can use them and then practice using them as you are writing. Use words from your vocabulary notebook. Practice using them when you're practicing speaking so that you really internalize how to use them correctly.
Exactly. That's what we tell our students to do in Three Keys IELTS, right? It's not enough just to list words. That doesn't do anything. You have to make yourself use them. So keep your vocab notebook open in front of you when you're practicing speaking and writing. Exactly. Okay. So last but not least, speaking. Now, here's the vocab phrase we want to teach you guys. Tip of the iceberg. This is so great. So this idiom means it's just the beginning. Right? And by the way, guys, all of these idioms you're learning today, they can all be used anywhere in speaking or writing, just to be clear about that. So this means that like there are a lot more things to do, perhaps problems or a lot more challenges beyond what you're doing right now or beyond this one little thing you're thinking about. So for example, right? Learning vocabulary is just the tip of the iceberg if you want to get better IELTS speaking scores. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that you guys have to be doing. So vocab, we've taught you a lot of great vocab today. What is our challenge for students to develop their speaking fluency, Aubrey?
So we want you to talk out loud for 10 minutes every day for a week about your vision for yourself in the future. Get excited about your goals. What are you going to do when you finally get past IELTS? Talk about it out loud. But we have a little bit of a twist, a little tip, a pro tip here. So as most of you know, especially if you've taken the IELTS exam before, the examiner often doesn't really react to what you're saying as you're speaking. They're often not smiling and nodding and encouraging you like the average person would in a conversation. They may have a very boring, unresponsive face. So this is our suggestion. Get a boring face from a magazine or print one out from the internet that's just not smiling, just there, and put that on the wall or on the mirror. And when you practice speaking, speak to that face and get used to speaking to a face that's not responding to you.
I love it so much. Guys, remember, I was an examiner for 14 years. I promise you, we are explicitly trained to not react. Like, those are our rules, okay? The rules of conduct for an IELTS examiner. Because any reaction by us, even like a laugh or a smile, that can be construed as encouragement. That could be taken the wrong way. Like, the candidate could be like, oh, okay, I nailed it. Like, I made her laugh. I'm going to get a 9 or whatever. Like, it's considered feedback, right? And we can't. Like, examiners cannot give you feedback. So I obviously, it was hard for me to control my face when I was examining. I definitely still smiled and laughed. But guys, a lot of examiners are going to be totally stone-faced. So that is an awesome, awesome tip. I love it so much. So guys, definitely this episode is so jam-packed. Listen a few times. Come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 903. We gave you vocab, idioms. We gave you challenges today to improve your skills. So definitely read the blog post for this so you make sure to take advantage of all of the information today, guys. And remember, if you are using English professionally, you need to get in on this exclusive list for our new business English course, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/early. Be one of the first invited into this course. Allearsenglish.com/early.
It's seriously amazing. I'm so excited for all of you guys to check it out. It's really fun because it's our whole team is participating so much more, doing interviews. And so it's very dynamic and diverse and just so great. I can't wait for you guys to check it out. So check it out. allearsenglish.com/early. It was fun chatting with you today, Jessica.
Yeah, you too, Aubrey. All right. Have a good day.
Okay. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.